Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, August 7th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. New cases of COVID rising in 32 states. More than 1,000 people dying each day in America. Places like New York, Connecticut, New Mexico, and Wyoming are easing restrictions, while Florida, Texas, California, and others are imposing new lockdown measures to slow the spread of COVID. The big question heading into the fall for all Americans is, will the kids go back to school? Here's where we stand. New York City moving ahead with its plan to reopen the country's largest school district. Mayor de Blasio announcing a blended schedule, some students at home, others in the classroom. The teachers' union unhappy with the arrangement, threatening a so-called sick out in September. Florida insisting the kids will return to school in just a few weeks. The Sunshine State now the epicenter of the contagion. Los Angeles refusing to begin in-person instruction. The superintendent there saying all 600,000 students will use, quote, virtual learning software when the academic year starts on August 18th. Children in Atlanta will also spend the first 2 months online. Houston rescheduling its school start date to September 8th for internet instruction only. The city will not allow kids in the classrooms until October 19th. Chicago, the nation's third largest district, only opening the schools for 2 or 3 days a week. The urchins will be isolated in so-called self-contained pods of just 15 students to limit exposure. But the biggest trend in the USA when it comes to education is homeschooling. New study says 8 in 10 adults believe significant COVID outbreaks will start once the kids get back into the classrooms. 3/4 say the local districts are not doing enough to fight the disease. So 25% of American parents plan on educating their children at home. But remember, Europe brought the kids back to the classrooms and had few problems. 22 countries right now have seen the kids go to school with no COVID spike. Next, listeners, sound off. Right back with it. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off across the country and in Canada. We do this every Friday. If you would like to write to me, bill@billoreilly.com. bill@billoreilly.com. I started with Jeff in Amherst, Massachusetts. O'Reilly, do you think the statement Black Lives Matter implies that some people think they don't matter? Don't you think the vast majority of people believe all lives matter? And what benefit is gained by separating out and stating Black Lives Matter? Okay, it's a complicated question, but I'm going to break it down. The slogan Black Lives Matter is a good slogan, in my opinion, because it highlights a problem. And the problem is that some law enforcement agents, not many, but some, treat African Americans differently than Caucasians. And that has to stop. So the statement highlights that and highlights that we need reform. However, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Global Foundation, is not selling that concept that reform is needed. They want to overthrow the entire system of this country. So when you get into Black Lives Matter, there's a distinction, and the media certainly is not making it. Gerald, South Lake, Texas. How does one fight back against an organization as wealthy as Black Lives Matter? Well, I don't know whether you really have to fight back against it, Gerald. Why don't we just expose what's really happening, which I'm doing, and let the voters and the people figure it out. Now, you may have heard that yesterday, President Trump said that Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization. Well, he got that from me. We were the first ones to investigate and expose it. And now people are starting to figure out there's a difference between the organization and the slogan. But I don't think individuals have to fight back. Ronald, Crystal Lake, Illinois. In June, Governor Pritzker here mandated the sending of mail-in ballots throughout Illinois. I will not return a mail-in ballot request. I will vote in person. Bill, can you suggest a way that we can be sure our in-person vote will count? I have no problem with my in-person voting. I am confident it will count. So unless you see, Ronald, some kind of corruption, some kind of evidence in Illinois, in your town, that there's shenanigans, I love that word, going on, you got to assume that the vote in-person system works. Now, the mail-in, that's another story. There's chaos in Florida about it, chaos here in New York State where I am, and Nevada just passed a crazy law. So we're keeping an eye on it. Pat is in Bath, Pennsylvania. Just heard on the radio that if no one is declared the winner of the presidential election in November, Nancy Pelosi will become our new president. The Speaker of the House is third in line. There's no chance that Ms. Pelosi will be appointed president. The Supreme Court will take care of it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Join our Stand Up For Your Country campaign. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. There are now 18 million cases of COVID in more than 120 countries, 5 million here in the USA. The disease has killed 160,000 Americans in less than 6 months. While the contagion spread across North America, Europe, and beyond, some countries on this planet are left totally unscathed. Here are the places that have avoided the plague. First, the Solomon Islands. The archipelago, located northeast of Australia, is home to 650,000 people. On March 27th, the Prime Minister there declared a state of emergency and suspended all flights into the country. Officials report zero confirmed cases of COVID. Next stop, Samoa, U.S. territory. 200,000 residents, no virus. The country learned valuable lessons from a deadly measles outbreak in 2019. Once early reports of COVID came out of China, the government immediately banned international travel and public transportation. The case count remains at zero, but public health experts warn just a single COVID infection could spread the virus throughout Samoa in weeks. Heading north to Polynesia, the nation of Tuvalu also reporting zero victims. Just 11,000 people live on the island. According to the CDC, Americans traveling there have a higher chance of contracting measles, hepatitis, and typhoid than COVID. Other places managing to avoid the pandemic include Tonga and the Marshall Islands, both in the Pacific. Finally, there are two countries claiming to be COVID-free. Despite devastating outbreaks in nearby Iran, officials in Turkmenistan say they have yet to see a single case of COVID. But a prominent mayor died there on July 20th. Doctors insist he perished from a, quote, undiagnosed pneumonia. North Korea's Communist Party also in denial. The regime claiming the Hermit Kingdom has managed to escape the pandemic since March, despite sharing a border with China. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.